Hi, they start sending SAI and I dictating notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is January 10th, 2024. This is a pre-op medical clearance. Patient's name is Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is King, K-I-N-G, in brackets, date of birth 11-10-1954. Mary is here for pre-operative medical clearance as she is going for robotic-assisted hysterectomy and bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy on January 19, 2024 by Dr. Amina Ahmed, A-H-M-A-D, A-H-M-E-D at Advocate Good Shepherd Hospital on January 19, 2024. Patient denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills, or any problems with anesthesia in the past. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, requiring insulin, osteoarthritis, peripheral vascular disease, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, itchy, anti-head is atomic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equidirectional light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Patient is having labs and EKG done at the hospital on January 15 because she is refusing to have it done at the facility. Assessment and plan. Endometrial cancer. Comma hypertension, comma type 2 diabetes requiring insulin, comma peripheral vascular disease. Plan same. We'll review her labs, which I have ordered CBC, CMP, hemoglobin A1C and EKG to be done at the hospital because she is refusing to have it done in the facility. Pending those test results, she is cleared for proposed surgery. She is high risk because of her medical problems, but all of her medical conditions are optimized, even though she is not very compliant to medical advice at the facility. We'll forward this information to the hospital and Dr. Ahmed. And we'll watch her closely post-operatively. End of dictation, they start sending SAINI.